We're on? Okay, we're on. Today's daf is daf Samach. We are not on daf Samach. We're actually on daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Third of the way up are the two dots of Amar Rav Kodeshes. So the Mishnah had three cases. The Mishnah had the case of the Chaver who tells his friend to be Mekadesh and Isha. That, and the guy went and did it for himself, and she's with Kodeshes L'Sheni. That's not what we're talking about. Right now, we think we're talking about the second case of the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah is Ha'omer li'isha harei at mekudeshes li la'achar shloshim yom. You are mekudesh to me after 30 days. Uba acher v'kitsha b'tzok shloshim yom. And someone else comes and mekudesh her, and a second party is mekudesh her during that 30 days. Mekudeshes l'sheni. She's mekudeshes to the sheni. So Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says, what does it mean mekudeshes l'sheni? He says mekudeshes l'sheni la'olam. Meaning that's a full valid kedushin to the second. Turn back on the article, food pages back. It's a full fledged marriage to the second person. She's only mekudesh to the second guy until the 30 days elapses. Once the 30 days elapse, then she goes back and is mekudesh to the first guy. So the Gemara, Avala Acher Shloshim Yom, Pukke Kedusha Sheni, the Gemara Kedusha Rishon. After 30 days, the second Kedushin is Pukke, goes away, it's Mevatel, and she goes back to the first Kedushin. So the Gemara asks, Yosef Rechizda, Vakashile, Kedusha Sheni, but my Pukke. Rechizda was sitting there and he asked, how is it possible that the second Kedushin, where did it disappear to? What was the mechanism whereby the second Kedushin disappeared to? First guy says, I'm a Kedush to you, he says, you're going to be kudosh to me after 30 days. Then the second guy comes in as mekadesher on day 15. So Shmuel says, now comes day 30, the second kedushin falls away, and the first kedushin comes back into play. So Gemara asks, how is that possible? Where did the second kedushin go? It was chal before the first one. It doesn't make sense. So Amar Rav Yosef, Mara Reisha Masnei, you taught the machlokas Rav Shmuel on the Reisha. I mean, in the second case of the Mishnah, right, the kashale, and therefore you had a kasha. Rav Yehuda sefer masni le lo kashale. Rav Yehuda says no. The halakha between Rav Shmuel is not on the second part of the Mishnah; it's on the third part of the Mishnah. And if you learn on the third part of the Mishnah, you won't have the kasha. What's the third part of the Mishnah? The third part of the Mishnah is me achshav ula acher shloshim yom. From now and after 30 days, there we're going to have a machlokas. What happens there? Me achshav ula acher shloshim yom, and then another person comes and mekadesh her during those 30 days. So, the Mishnah said she's mekudeshes or ain't mekudeshes. There's a suffix whether she's mekudeshes or not. So, Amar Rav, Rav says, mekudeshes or ain't mekudeshes la'olam. Meaning, there's a suffix mekudeshes forever. Suffix mekudeshes to the first guy, to the second guy. We're going to say we don't know whether that means retroactively or it means going forward after day 30. But, so therefore, it's a suffix whether she's married to the first guy or married to the second guy. She probably needs to get from both. And then can go ahead and be in her merry way. Until that time, she's a suffix mekudeshes to two of them. And she can't be with either of them, because she's a suffix, she's married to the other guy. So she's really stuck. But Shmuel says, mekudeshes ve'eino mekudeshes, ella ad shloshim yom. She's considered a suffix mekudeshes only until day 30. But after day 30, la'acha shloshim, pake kedusha sheni ve'gomer kedusha rishon. After day 30, the second kedusha disappears, and she's married to the first guy only. We're going to ask how that works. Why? What's the svara? So l'rav misakale. Rav had a suffix. E tinahave, e chazarahave. What happens? He says me'achshav la'achar shloshim yom. So does it mean me'achshav al tinai that I give you? I fulfill the kedushin after 30 days. So it's a tinai. Therefore, if I fulfill the tinai, the kedushin is chalam afreya. Or me'achshav la'achar shloshim yom. La'achar shloshim yom. It's a chazara. He retracts me'achshav, and now he says, no, not me'achshav la'achar shloshim yom. And therefore, the kedushin only is chal after 30 days. So Nachmanin Rabbi Yisrael comes in between. If it's a Tanai, then she's married retroactively from day one. If it's retraction, it's only on day 30 she's married. So it's a suffix, what he means. And the Rashba says it's not a suffix on what he means. We can't ask. It's a suffix in the Umdana, what those words mean. And so you can't necessarily ask him what he meant. We know it either means one or it means the other. We have to figure out which one. We don't know which one. So it's a suffix.
What
Tanai
is he fulfilling?
Whatever the Tanai would be. May Akshab Akhar Shloshim Yom. So some Tanai. In other words, maybe it's a Tanai that I won't be Choser within 30 days. I marry you from now, if in 30 days I say I wasn't Choser in the meantime. Some sort of Tanai that he put in. It's a good question, because it doesn't say what the Tanai is. I think Rashi actually says that. Right, Rashi Masdim Maskim Masafkale. If I don't retract within 30 days, it should be kedushin from now, day one. Okay. So Rashi asks a question. So, but that's Rav. But Shmuel pshit le de tanahai. He's pashit that it's a tanai. It's completely a tanai. So it's a tanai. So therefore, what happens? He says it's a tanai. Guy comes in and marries her on day 15. So right now, it's a suffix which one she's married to, because maybe he won't fulfill the tanai. Comes day 30 and fulfills the tanai, then it's chalim afreya. So the mekudeshes or ein mekudeshes falls away. The second thing falls away because she's mekudeshes to the first guy way back from point one. Okay. And the Mara says, "Ubi plukta da hai tanai." It's the same machlokas that we have. This machlokas tanaim that we learn in the Tosefta in Gittin. The Sanya we learn in Gittin. Someone gives his wife a get, if someone gives a wife his get and says that it should be chal achar misa, that's not a get. That's the klal that we learned all throughout Gittin, that ain't get achar misa. But what happens if the guy says that this is your get? May hayom, the Gemara says, may yom ula achar misa, from today and la achar misa. So what type of get is that? So the Tanakhamis, the Chachamim say, get the edo get. They have a suffix. Because again, it's may hayom ula achar misa. Is that a tanai? Is it saying that it's today after I die, or is it chazara? It's the same thing. So, but Rebbe Omer kazeh get. Rebbe says it's a get, because the Chachamim hold, like gonna hold the same thing that Rav, that it's a suffix in the Lashon, meaning that it should be now or it should be Achar Misa. But Rebbe is like Shmuel, who says Mehayom, but a tanai that I die after 30 days. Whatever it is. So therefore you see that Rebbe lines up with the Chachamim. Rebbe lines up with Right, the Chachamim line up with Rav, and Rebbe lines up with Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to ask, wait a second, we have an Amoraim who have a Machlokas, the Tanaim have the same Machlokas, just say that A Paschal is like A, and B Paschal is like B. Why do you have to give a whole new case? So the Gemara asks, V'neimah Rav Halacha Kerabanan. Let Rav just say the Halacha like Rabbanan, V'neimah Shmuel Halacha Kerebi. And let Shmuel say that he goes like Rebbe. Why do we have to go a new case? Let's just say that they decide who the machlokas is like by the gittin case, and therefore it'd be the same din by the kiddushin case, because it's talking about whether it's a suffix in the lashon. So the Gemara says, no, tzricha, we need our case, we need Rav Shmuel to be called to favors by kiddushin also. The ilu amar Rav, because had Rav just said halacha kirabanon, had Rav just said halacha is like rabanon, have amina hasam, we'd have thought only over there the halacha is like rabanon by gittin, vilurachuka ka'asi, that there he's going to megarish her. And therefore, it's hard for him to divorce his wife. He loved her, or whatever he did. He has some feelings for her because he was married to her for a certain amount of time. Therefore, maybe there he had in mind to retract, right? Aval hacha. But here, in our case, by kiddushin, di lekaruva kaasi, that he wants to bring her close to her. Ema modile lishmul de tanahave. He doesn't want to make any suffix in the lashonos. He wants to be as clear as possible. So maybe in this case, he holds like Shmuel. That's not a suffix. It's just a tanai. And therefore, there wouldn't be a suffix in the kiddushin. But Iavar Shmuel halacha kerebi, and if Shmuel said the halacha is like Rebbe, meaning he's halacha like Rebbe in the get case, so have a mina hasam the ain't get lachar misa. Maybe over there we say the halacha is like Rebbe because everyone knows the halacha the ain't get lachar misa. Therefore, his lashon is going to be clear. He's not retracting to say achar misa. He really means with a tanai. Aval hacha the yesh kiddushim achar shloshim. Here, it's possible, it's feasible to have a case to say that the kiddushim will chal be chal after 30 days. Ema modli l'rav. Maybe in that instance, he's modli to Rav. It says that Zmodot Rav says in the Kedushin case it's a suffix. So therefore we need both cases. Tricha, we need Rav Shmuel to be cholik beferish by the Gabi Kedushin, even though their svaras are the same as a machlokas tanoi. Okay, sorry. So now Amar Abaye. So Abaye says Ulatame de Rav, according to Rav, who says this is the third line from the bottom. According to Rav, who says that someone who's mekadosh to isha may achshav ulaachar shloshim yom? There's a suffix if he was miskaving to a tnai or to a chazara. And then if another person comes in, marries her during the 30 days, she's a suffix mekadosh l'shneiam. That's the shita we're talking about. So what happens? Ba echad, another guy comes and says, right? The amar lahareyat mekadosh li may achshav ulaachar shloshim yom. The first guy says you're mekudosh to me may achshav after 30 days. So there's a suffix on that one from now to 30 days. Another guy comes in on day 2 and says, you're kudus to me from now and after 20 days. And then comes a third guy. Okay, so the zman of the third is before the zman of the rishon of the sheni. The zman of the sheni is before the zman of the rishon. So what's the din over there? So Abaye says, may rishon, may Achron Tzricha get. She needs a get from the Rishon and the Achron, but may Emtsai ain't a Tzricha get. But from the middle one, she doesn't need a get. Why? Because Manashach, the Marta is a Manashach. It's a suffix whether it's a Tanai or it's Chazara. So if it's a Tanai, then it goes back retroactively to the first guy. To the first guy is the Rishon. If it's Chazara, they're all closer, saying now till 30 days, now till 20 days, now till 10 days. So it's just a Chazara, meaning I'll be married to you in 10 days. Who's the guy who asked to get married more soon? The guy from 10 days. So if it's Lashon Tanai, it's the first guy. If it's a Lashon Chazara, it's the third guy. The second guy has no shot in there. So she needs a get from the first guy and from the second guy, and then she can be on the merry way, and the third guy, and then she can be on the merry way, but the second guy has nothing to do. So the second guy is either after the first guy, or he's after the third guy.
Why is he not got a little after him? Because he's not got regardless.
You're right, that's what Gwar's saying. He's not.
So why is he, by default, get the...
No, he doesn't get her. He's got nothing to do with her. He's out of the picture. She needs, in order for her to be free to go marry somebody else, she needs a get from the first one, and she needs a get from the third one. She doesn't need anything from the second one to go her merry way, because the second one's out of the picture. Okay.
Again, so may Rishon, may Achron Tzricha get, may Emtsai Ein Tzricha get, Manashach Tanai Have, the Mark must read inside, Tanai Have, if it's a Tanai, the Kama Kiddushe, the Hanach Lav Kiddushin, and the first one is Kiddushin, not the second and the third. V'chazara Have, and if it's Chazara, the Basra Kiddushin, the Hanach Lav Kiddushin.
And she's married to the last one, and not to the other two, so the second guy had nothing. So Gemara says, well, that's so clear, that's so easy, Pshita. It's Pashat, that's how it would be. So Gemara says, no, what was Bin Yahavimina? Ma'o de Tema, you would have thought, Hai Lishna, that the Lashon of Me'akshav Achar Shloshiyom, Mashma Tina'a, U'mashma Chazara. It's not that we don't know what it's Mashma, it's Mashma both. And we just don't know what way they intended when they said that Lashonos. So if that's so, some are miskaving for Tanai, some are miskaving for Chazara. V'tiboy gita mikol chavichad, and now she need to get from all of them because maybe the first guy meant Me'akshav, maybe the first guy meant it's a Tanai, maybe the second guy meant it was Chazara.
Saying everybody thinks it's a Tanai, everybody thinks it's Chazara.
It's just we don't know.
You think it's a mixture.
So now, so how does that work out? So then she would need a get from everybody. Let's say all of them were miskaving for Tanai. So then she would need a get just from the Rishon, because it would go back more to the first. But if all of them meant for Chazara, then she would need a get from the Achron. But what would happen, let's say the first one was miskaving for Chazara. So therefore his Kiddushin is not going to be filed for 30 days. But the second and third guys were miskaving the Tanai. So the second guy's Tanai goes first. So then you need a get from the second guy also. So that would have been your Havamina. Kamashma, no, Abai comes from Mechadish, that you don't say that Me'akshav La'akrasman means some do with A, some do with B. It's all one way. We just don't know which one. And therefore, only the first guy and the third guy require a get. Okay? Sorry. Quite cold. So, right. So now the Gemara had just up to now gave us two deos regarding Me'akshav La'akras Shloshim Yom. Rab said that it's a lashon of it's a suffix chazara, suffix tnai. Therefore, she suffered mikudeshes to both of them. And Shmuel said it's a vadai tnai, and therefore, until 30 days, she suffered mikudeshes, and after 30 days, she's vadai mikudesh to the rishon. Comes a third shita, which, to be honest with you, I don't understand how it works. The rishonim have a lot of trouble trying to figure out the shita. Ula Amar Rav Yochanan. Ula says, name Rav Yochanan, afilu meya tovsinba. Even if 100 people come to her one after another. One guy says, Me'akshav la'achar meya. One guy says, La'achar 99, achar 98, and 7. All the way down, even 100 people, Tovsinba. They're all Tovsinba. They all are Tovis Kiddushin with her. V'chein Amar Va'asi, Amar V'yokhan, Afilu Meya, Tovsinba. She's going to need a get from all of them. Meaning it's a full-fledged Kiddushin to all of them. How does a woman need Mekudosh to more than one person? It could be a suffix, maybe. You don't know which one. But the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma that it's Tovis to all of them. And Tosos asked the question. He says, in a different way, he says, towards the end of the first Tosos, right, Baha Amr El Perakama, Omer Isha Chatzich Mekudeshesli, Eina Mekudeshes. You can't marry half a woman. You can't marry. So what happened here? One guy, if it's Vadai Mekudushin to the first guy, where's there room for the second guy to come in? If it's Vadai Mekudushin to the second guy, where's the third guy come in? So the Rambam says it's suffix. It's we did suffix, but that's not what Mashma. That's not all the Nosei Kelim asked from the Rambam. That's not from the Gemara. From the Gemara, it's Mashma that she's Mamish Mekudosh. We did Vadai to all 100 of them. I mean, 150, whatever. It's just an example of a number. So that's Shita's Rav Yochanan. It's a very interesting Shita. So
And the Gemara explains, Amalei Rav Masharshi, Abreid, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Asperlach, Tama, the Rav Yochanan. I'm going to explain to you the Tama of Rav Yochanan. Shavu Nafshe Ki Shraga Delivni. She left herself like bricks that are used to build. When you, the builder will tell us, when you build, you can't stack one right on top of another, because it's not strong enough, it'll just topple over. So when you build staggered. You put two, then one, and you leave a little bit on each side, so each brick has space for two other bricks to go on top of it. I'm assuming that's how you build. So, and Rashi gives us an architectural design here. He says, "I'm a sadal vein and v'rachav kulon shavah. Ain't a masada mam zo al zo. You don't put one on top of the other, right? Because then it's going to fall. El masada tchila zuach etzel zo. You put two next to each other. V'chozer masada leh shura acheres. And you put another one on top of that. V'notanach kitzon and meshuka lechutz kadei shar rebach b'tachton leyos shiniyah yosheves mixas aleh or mixas al etzla. Each brick lies on two other bricks. This way, you have it's stronger and it can stay. So he seems to be saying over here that she's doing the same thing. Somehow by being sorry." Yeah, Rashi knew about building. I mean, the Middle Ages was famous for they built a lot. You know, they built all these basilicas and the churches and the fortresses. They all knew. Some of them are still standing today. They knew what they were doing. So he's saying here that she also somehow leaves extra room for the second guy to come in because it's me'achshav l'acher me'ayom. So somehow her kiddushin is not fully in effect, and there's room for somebody else to come in. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. I don't understand Misvara. How that works? Someone can be fully mekudeshes to one person and then leave room to somebody else, just because she says me'achshav l'acher me'ayom. So then come day 100, she's back to the first guy. I don't know if you have to look at the Rishonim. I looked at the Rishonim and pages, so you have to have time. But I didn't have time last night. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to bring a question. Going to bring a question on Rav Yochanan. Masiv Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina asked on Rav Yochanan. Right, the Mishnah in Gittin says, if someone gives a get to his wife and says, Harei Zagitech, what does the Gemara say? Mehayom ula'achar Misa, from today and after Misa. Again, so we say, get ve'eno get. It's a suffe get, because is it a chazara or not? Is it me'achar Misa, which goes from the Mehayom or not? Therefore, the imay, so if he dies in the meantime, right, if he dies, choletzes v'lo misyabemes. We say that she has to do chalitza, because maybe it wasn't a get, but she can't do yivum, because maybe it was a get, and it's an isher eishes ach. Right? So you can't, right, because if there was divorce, then there's an Isra, you only can marry the brother if it's midin yivum. So you see from over here. So the Gemara asks. So Bisham al Rav, it makes sense to Rav because therefore Hayom al Achar Misa is the same suffix that he has. So Hayom al Achar Misa Misayile. That's a siur to his words because Hayom al Achar Misa is a suffix Migureshes, and so too he said Mehayom al Achar Shlosh Yom Mikidushin is also a suffix. And according to Shmuel, Lishmuel, Nami, Hamani, he can answer simply. Who's the Shita? That's Rabbanan, who hold like Rav, that Mayom al-Achar Misa, but Anada Amri Kishita's Rebbe. I hold like Rebbe, but this Mishnah is going like Rav. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Shiura Have, he says that you leave over a Maisa, right? You leave over something, therefore if you're Makadish with this Lashon, right? Ko Gita de Mishayeba, below Klumhu. So if this Lashon leaves over extra, so this Lashon by Gittin leaves over something. But if you leave over something by Gittin, it's not Chal. If I say that you were divorced but you can't marry A, that's not a good get. So if it's a Shiura and a get, it's not Chal. So it should definitely be Yibam over here, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, this Lashon leaves over. Left over room for somebody else to be Mekadisher. It should leave over room that the Gittin is not completely Chal. The get is not completely Chal. There's no get. And therefore, why is Mecholetzes? She should be Mesiavemes because she wasn't divorced. El Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Shiraha, they call Gita the Mashiach, the Loklumhu. It's nothing. The Yivu me Yivamim. She should do Yibum. So Amar Rabba gives an answer, also tough to understand. The Gemara doesn't like it. Get Lahotzi, Umitz Lahotzi. The get starts getting her out of the Rishus of the husband. Umitz Lahotzi. And Misa also gets her out of the Rishus of the husband. Masha Shir get, Gimaratu Misa. Whatever the get left over, the Misa finished, and therefore the get was Chal. So Gemara asks, Amalei Abaye, mi dami, get motzi and mi rishus hayavam, hamisa machnisa l'rishus hayavam. You're trying to take Misa to complete the get, they accomplish two different things. The get takes her out of the rishus of the yavam. The Misa puts her into the rishus of the yavam. So the get was mishayar, now comes the Misa, you tell me the Misa is going to mishayar what the get does? They're two different things. The Misa puts her into the rishus of the yavam. That can't be the answer. So Ela Amar Abaye says, what's the svara? Why Mehayom la'achar Misa? He says, really, if you're Megarish, Mehayom la'achar Misa, it's not a full Gerushin. Because They can't be chal after misa. But what's the reason why they say you're chol? It's just time amai. Gzeira mishum mehayom im mesi. It's a gzeira in case of a person who says to his wife in a similar language, hareze gitech mehayom im mesi, meaning mehayom im amos. If I die, it's your get today, which is a clear lashon of get. That's a good lashon, right? Hareze get. That's a get gomor, a complete get. So therefore, since our case is similar, really she shouldn't have to do anything, but our case is similar, we say choletzes. She should just do chalitza, but you can't make sure you can't be, you do ibum, just want her to do chalitza. So the Gemara says, let's make the gzeira lehefach. The nigzor mehayom im meis mati, the case that's a valid get, hayom im mati, let's say to tachlos, let's just say in that case, she should force her to do chalitza. Right? Let her do chalitza, don't let her go free. Right? Atu mehayom ula achar misa. Due to the case of our case, mayom achar misa, where there is has to be a chalitza because it's not a valid get. So Gemara says, ima ta omer choletzes. If you would say that you're choletzes in the case of mehayom imati, then people might come with mityabemis. Maybe she'll say, and she can do yibum. And if she does yibum, that's a problem because it's a valid get, and she had no zika over there, so you can't make the gezerah opposite way. So the Gemara says, hachanami. So too in our case, if in our case, we say mahayom ul'achar misa, and we force her to do chalitza, right? Maybe people will come and do yibum in that case also. So the Gemara answers, in that case, if she's misyabim this person, right? In the case of mehayom ul'achar misa, if she does yibum, that's fine. What's the big deal? Because it's only a chashash derabanan that they were choshesh that mehayom ul'achar misa. Right? That should be similar to... It's only a chash derabanan. Really wasn't a valid get. So for a chash derabanan, then maybe you'll confuse it with the other case, we say choletzes. But if worse comes to worse, and she does yibum, mishkefalef. Doesn't make a difference. Because it's really valid. Okay? That's the finish, that part of the Gemara. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah is now going to come to other tanoim, other conditions that the husband is tole, and we're going to try to figure out when the chalos kiddushin, or if the chalos kiddushin takes place. Ha'omer li'isha harei'at mekudeshes li. A guy says harei'at mekudeshes li with a pruta. Al menash 18 lach masayim zuz. On condition that I give you 200 zuz. So the Mishnah says, harei'zo mekudeshes. She is mekudeshes. But who, when he, yitin. He has to go give 200 zuz. And since there's no zman in here, right? So it's the kiddushin is chal. And over time, he has to give her 200 zuz. Now the next case. What if he says, you're mekudeshes to me, al menash she'etin lach mikan vach loshim yom. That you're mekudesh to me on condition that I give you 200 zuz within 30 days. Nasan la besok shloshim mekudeshes. If he gave her within 30 days, she's mekudeshes. Vim lav, if he doesn't give it to her within that time frame, ain't a mekudeshes. Okay? Next case. We'll get to it. So, al menash sheyesh machlokus in the Gemara. Al menash sheyesh li masayim zuz. If he says that you're mekudesh to me with this pruta on condition that I have 200 zuz in cash somewhere, I have 200 zuz. Harezu mekudeshes uyeshlo. She's mekudeshes, provided that he has the 200 zuz. Even if it's somewhere else, even if it's stuck in some asset somewhere else, as long as he has it, she's mekudeshes. Yeah, because it has to be chal or something. He gives her pruta. Right, Rashi says. No, he's marrying her with the 200 zuz. He says the tnai is I give you 200 zuz. Look at the first Rashi. Harei mekudeshes li bepruta zo. On condition that I give you 200 zuz. So the kedushin is chal on the pruta, but there's a tenai that will be chal only if I give you 200 zuz. Yeah, but it's not kamina. But after 200 zuz, you're not married anyway. But yes, if you find a nafkamina, that's fine. But the kedushin is based on the pruta. Once I give you 200 zuz, then that pruta that I gave you was kesef kedushin. I guess maybe they ask what happens. She loses that pruta in between. Okay. Next case. Almenas she'ereich masayim zuz. She's a pauper. She's never seen this money. She says, you can mekudas to me. You can mekudas to me on condition that I show you 200 zuz. Right? So mekudeshes u'yerala. Right? Show me the money. But not give me. Show me the money. So mekudeshes u'yerala. She's mekudeshes provided that he shows her 200 zuz. So everyone's going to explain that 200 zuz of his. The im hera al shulchan in a mekudeshes. But if he's a money changer, or if he owns, if he's a money changer, and the money's not really his, it's just there for part of the business, then ain't a mekudeshes. Or if he's a clerk and she shows in the cash register of the owner, that's not mekudeshes. It has to be his money that he has to show her. So I don't know what the difference between. Okay, he has to show her. He doesn't have to give it to her. He has to show her. Gemara said now, The first part of the Mishnah said that if Makadish the Isha with a Tanai that he'll give her 200 Zuz, it's the Kiddushin on Chal, Vehu Yitain, provide that he gives it. So the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Itmar. Rav Huna Amar Vehu Yitain. Rav Huna says that he should give it, meaning he gives her the 200 Zuz whenever he wants, and that's in Makayim the Tanai, and Huvar Dover Mir Lemafreya, that she's married from point A. Right? Rav Yehuda Amar Lichesha Yitain. Rav Shraib, this is the machlokas you're talking about. Rav Yehuda Amar Lichesha Yitain. When he gives her the 200 Zuz, that's when the Kiddushin's Chal. Right? He has all the time to give it to her. So according, let's say it takes him 3 years. So according to Rav Huna, she's married way back in 2005, 3 years ago. But according to Rav Yehuda, she's only married now in 2008, when he gives her the money. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Amar Ruhu Yitain, what's the svar? Rav Huna Amar Ruhu Yitain Tanahave, it's just a Tanai, Mekayin Tanavi Azar. Once he's Mekayin Tanai, he goes. Rav Huda Amar Lichesha Yitain, Lichiyayiv Havi Kedushin, Hashtami Aloha Havi Kedushin. It's only Lichesha Yitain, the Kedushin is Chal, it is a Tanai, but it's nice, once the Tanai is Chal, that's when the Kedushin is Chal, Hashtami Aloha Havi Kedushin. But up to the giving of the money, it's not considered a Kedushin. So, Mai Benayu, what's the Chilik Din between the two? I think it's pretty clear. Ike Benayu, in the meantime, it took him 2 years to amass the money, and in the meantime, she accepted kedushin from somebody else. Then he gives her the money. Okay, so lirav Yehuna lo havi kedushin. According to Rav Huna, the second kedushin is not chal because the first kedushin is chal l'mafreya when he gives her the money. For the Rav Yehuda, havi kedushin. According to Rav Yehuda, the second kedushin is chal because even if he gives her the money, he's only giving her the money, and the first kedushin in quotes is taking place after the second kedushin. So that's the nafmina. According to Rav Huna, it's a complete kedushin. Rav Yehuda says no. Rav Yehuda says the kedushin is not chal until the money is given. It's not chal at all until the money is given.
Okay, well, let's say according to Rav Huna, the first guy never gives the money, and then the other guy comes in. Here we're assuming the second.
Right, but we're saying I hear. No, this is a case, the first case in the Mishnah is there's no time period. So you're right, theoretically she has to wait. According to Rav Huna, you have to wait, let's say she takes Kedusha from somebody else,
and then
she's married to the guy. But if he does give her the money way back when, I think if that would happen, Rav Huna, you have to do some sort of chazara. You have to do something, you can't do, again, like yesterday, you can't do Dibur and Vatal Dibur, but maybe you have to do something in order to be chozer from that acceptance of the Kedusha. But
to,
There's a machlokas how you can be mochel tanai. So the Rishonim say that you can be mochel. There are two types of tanai. If it's a tanai that involves an action, you can be mochel tanai. You can say ki'il his kabalti. But if she says I marry you on condition that it rains tomorrow, something like that, there's no, right. So she can be mochel tanai. But what happened? But she can't be mochel tanai after she accepted from the second guy. But she can mochel tanai from beforehand, and then that's gone, and then the second guy means nothing. Because if you say ki'il his kabalti, it's as if she got it already. So that also goes into what does mechila b'tanai mean? It says that I don't need it anymore, it's if I already got it. Okay. So that's the case by Kedushin. Utna nami, and we learn similarly, a Mishnah in Gittin, gabe Gittin, ki hai gavna, like this case. Someone says, ha'omer le'isha, a guy says to his wife, ha'reze giteich al menashe titni li masayim zuz. Unfortunately, a familiar case, I'll give you the get so long as you give me money. You pay for the get, I'll give you the get. Harezo mugureshes vihititain. She is divorced, provided that she gives the money. The itmar, we learned over there, Rav Huna Amar vihititain, meaning when she gives the get, she's divorced l'mafreya from point A. Rav Yehuda Amar lichesha titain. When she gives the money, that's when the get is chal. Same machokas. Rav Huna Amar vihititain tenahave, mikame tenava azo. She's mikame the tenai and she goes. When she gives the money, that's when it's a get. Actually, someone asked about the suffix, whether it's a suffix according to Rav Yehuda. I see here that it's brought down to Machlokas Rishonim. Some say that Rav Yehuda would learn that it may be a suffix Mukudeshes. He says, the Rishonim are cholik in the beer of Rav Yehuda. Rashi brings a Rashi on Ayin Beis, who says that maybe it's a suffix to Rav Yehuda. But the Ramban and the Rashba say that she's not Makudish at all until the Shloshim. So, okay, good Hara. The Machlokas Rishonim. Okay, so therefore we see the same Machlokas that Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna had by Kiddushin, they have the same Machlokas by Get. So again, now deal with the Get case. Ma Beinayu, what's the Chilik Din between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, right? Bottom line is she's a Surah, she can't marry in the meantime, right? So it says, Ike Beinayu Shen Niskara HaGet Oshe Avad. Let's say, before the woman gives the Masayim Zuz, the get is destroyed. It's missing. The Rav Huna have a get. When she gives the money, it's still a valid get, because the get's valid from point A. At the time of the get was filed, the get was extant. So it's fine. The Rav Yehuda lo have a get. Rav Yehuda's not a get, because by the time she gave the money, there's no get here. So there's no, so it's not valid. Utsricha. Okay, so why do we need... What? You need a get creates the chalos. So you need the get at the time of the chalos. But once the chalos is chal, if you lose the get afterwards, she's still divorced. Now you have issues of proof, but she's still divorced. So Rav Huna is saying, once you paid the money, the chalos takes back way back then. So the get was in existence when the chalos took place. According to Rav Yehuda, the chalos is taking place now. There's no get now. The chalos can't take place. But yes, the get's gone, so she's divorced according to Rav Huna, but there may be issues of proof. I would probably think you'd go to court and write up another, ask Rabbi Ravag about that, you'd probably go and write up another document to make sure that she has it, so she can show it to everybody.
That's the one thing, that she's paying him to have the music soon come into question.
She's paying him to get the get.
Right, and then he has to give her soon, like the money, if it's like, she'll...
Yeah, so maybe...
The money back?
Yeah, okay. Or maybe what she's paying him is more. Who knows? I mean, Masayim Zuz is the same amount. Maybe she's not money, it's only 100 Zuz. Maybe you work out those logistics. But he's saying the get's not going to be chal until you give me. I don't know if you can do that. Just say it's an equal swap. I don't know if you can do that. What? Probably. You say you can only be mochel almost anything. It's as if I got it. Here's your 200 Zuz. Go. Most probably she would say just go. Most of these women would say just go away. I don't care about what's in the ksuva. So now that why do I need to have the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both by Gittin and by Kiddushin? It's the same machlokas. What do I need it in both cases? Utsricha. No, Gemara says I need it in both cases. De'i ashmi inon, had I just had the case gabe Kiddushin, b'haka amar Rav Huna. Only in that case, in the by Kiddushin, Rav Huna would say that the Kiddushin is chal from point A, and not at the zman of the kiyum atanai. Mishum dilik karuva ka'asi. Since he's coming to bring her close to her, he wants to bring her close to her as early as possible, as early in the process as possible. I don't understand why he's making that tonight, but he wants to bring her into his resources as early as possible. Therefore, the kedushin is chal from me'aksha, right? Abba gerushin the rechakika asi by gerushin. He wants to get rid of her. Ema modeli Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he may have second thoughts, whatever. So he wants to delay the chalos as long as possible. He'll hold like Rabbi Yehuda and say in that instance. The get is only chal at the later date. Okay? Again, I don't understand it. Sometimes by get, you want that to happen very, very quickly. But, alright, that's the halachah of the Gemara. The e itmar b'chach, had the machlokas just been written in our sugya, written by Gerishin, right? Had the machlokas only written by Gerishin, b'chach ka'amar Rav Huna, mishum di'iu lo kasif leile mitba. Then you would say that the reason why in Gerishin it goes back to point A is because the husband's not embarrassed to be toveya from the woman, the 200 zuz. So therefore, there's no svara that he's going to delay the Gerishin. He's just going to ask her. Aval hacha, by the Kiddushin, the e kasip ulal limitzba'e, that she's embarrassed to go ask from her husband to be mekayim the tanai and give her the 200 zuz, right? So maybe she doesn't want, right? Therefore, ema modi lay the Rav Yehuda. Maybe in that case, Rav Huna is molded to Rav Huna that the Kiddushin is only going to be chal when she gets to Matzayim Zuz. But she's not going to go and press him. So she doesn't really want, she's not really, she doesn't, she won't press him. She's not going to get it. She's going to wait until she gets the Kiddushin for the Kiddushin to be chal. Therefore, Tzricha, we have to have the Machlokas both by Kiddushin and by Gerishin as well. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Kiddushin and the Gerishin are not chal either way. They're chal only at the Kiyum Tanai. So Meisvei, when the Gemara says, Hareze Gitech, this is your get, Amenashe Titni Li Masayim Zuz, on condition that you give me 200 Zuz, Av Alpisha Niskara HaGet Osha Avad, Harezu Mugureshes. So long as she's Mekayim the Tanai, even if the get is no longer around, she's Mugureshes. Right, la'achar lo tinasa ashatite. But you can't marry somebody else until she gives the money. But you see that the chalos of the get takes place when? Back originally. Because, how do you see that? Because even if the get's no longer here, it's still a valid gerishin. But, oh, Tanya, and we have another brisa that says, Amalah, the husband says to the woman, hareza gitech amanasha titnili masayim zuz, on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Umes. Now the husband dies. So what's going on now? Now it's interesting. Now it's a clear case. If the get was chal originally, there's no yibum. She's divorced. If the get's not chal until after not chal until she gives the money, she hasn't given the money yet. He died first. There's yibum and chalitza over here, assuming that there are no children, right? So Amr Allah, Hareza Gitech Amnasha Titli Masayim Zuz Mace. and then Masana, and then you gave, she gave the Masai and Zuz, Ein Zekuka LeYavam. If she doesn't give, if she gives the money, she's not Zekuka LeYavam, meaning she gave the money to the Yorshim, and now the get is chal back from point A, she's not Zekuka LeYavam. But Lo Nasana, if, sorry, that's Kodem Misa. If she gave the money Kodem Misa, she's not Zekuka LeYavam. Lo Nasana, if she did not give the money prior to his Misa, Zekuka LeYavam. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no senes la'achiv ola aviv, ola echam and a krovim. She can even give it after the, after Misa to one of the, to one of the krovim. So adkan lo pligi el damar sava liv lo liyorshi, umar sava afil liyorshi. The machlokes between Rav Gamliel and the Tanakama of that brisa is whether or not she can give the money to him and his yorshim or just to him. But the kuli alma miya tanahave, everyone agrees it's a tanai. They all agree it's a tanai. It's a question of how you can, whether or not you can fulfill the tanai. Or maybe if you fill the time by giving it to the Yorshim. So this seems to be a Tiyuk to the Rav Yehuda. This is going to be a, seems to be a kasha to Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says that you can't. Rav Yehuda says that it's only, it's not a Tznai. It only takes place, the Chalos only takes place when she gives the money. If she gives the money later, after the Misa, right, she gives the money later, then there's no get. Okay? Good. Okay. So Rav Yehuda, so it's only Tiyukta, not Tiyukta, Tiyukta. So Rav Yehuda can have an answer. So Amalach Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda can say, "Hi, Mani, whose shita does this brisa go like? This brisa goes like the shita of Rebbe. It's Rebbe he. The Amar Rav Yehuna, Amar Rebbe, Kol HaOmer Al Manas, Ka Omer Me Achshav Dami. Whoever says the words Al Manas, and what did she say? What did it say here? It said Al Manas Shetitni Masayim Zuz, on condition that you give me 200 Zuz. So everyone who says Al Manas means Me Achshav. That's the words of Rebbe. Upligi Rabbanim Aleh, but the Chachamim Macholik on Rebbe." They say, they do not hold that Kol HaOmer Al Manas is Me'achshav Dami, but Ana the Army Rabbanan. And I say that the Kiddushin or Gerushin that are Chal only after the Kiyum Matanai, I hold like the Rabbanan. So don't ask me the Kasha from this Brisa. This Brisa is not my Shita. My Shita is like Rabbanan, and this Brisa is like the Shita of Rebbe. Hey, 1 second. So, now, right, so Gufa. The Gemara is going to bring this two shitos, and what the machlokas Rabbanan and Rebbe is. Right now, Rabbi Huda said the machlokas in Rabbanan and Rebbe is whether you say Al Manas is Ka'omer Me'achshav Dami. So Gufa Amar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe Kola Omer Al Manas Ka'omer Me'achshav Dami. Rav Huna says the name of Rebbe. Anyone who says that a chalos should take place Al Manas, that a certain tanai is miskayim, it's as if he says Me'achshav Dami. Even if he's not mifarish it, it's as if he says that when the tanai takes place, the chalos takes place now, from my utterance of the condition. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, Ki havinam bebabel, when we were in Babel, hava aminam, we would say, Had am Rabuna am Rebbe, kolo omer am anas, komri aksadami, pligi rabbanale. When we were in Babel, we said that the Rabbanim were cholik on this, and they did not say that am anas means by default, may akshav. Ki salki lahosam, but when I went to Eretz Yisrael, I found Rabbi Asi, the Yosef Ka'amala, and he was saying, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, he would say the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moldim Ba'omer Al Manas, Ka'omer Me'achshav Dami. Velo Nechleklu. Right? But there's no machlokas by Al Manas. There's no machlokas. Rather, the machlokas is, Ela Mehayom Ula Achar Misa. The machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan is only if he uses Lashon Mehayom Ula Achar Misa, like we had before in the beginning of the Shir. There, the Chachamim were Mesupak. If the kavana was that the gerushin should be chal today, and the achar misa is just to make a tanai, or the achar misa is that he was chozer and he really wants the gerushin to be chal achar misa. So that's the machlok, and Rebbe holds that no, it's definitely a tanai. So that's the machlok between Rebbe and Rabbanan. So the Gemara. So right now we see that the machlok between Rebbe and Rabbanan is not almanas, but it's whether it's a tanai or chazara. So the Gemara now brings Vahatanya, and this Vahatanya means this is a supportive Hatanya. Rashi says, Rashi Vahatanya says, Binichusa. So this is not a question, this is a support. Vahatanya, the guy says, Hareza Gitech, Mehayom Ula Achar Misa, Get Ve'eno Get, right? The Chdivik Chachamim, to Safik, Get Ve'eno Get. And Rebbe Omer Kazeh Get. This is definitely a Get, because he was not miskavein to be totally the Gerushin after he died. So you see from here, from this Braisa, that the Machlokas between Rebbe and Chachamim, it's from the Hayom La'achar Misa. But not... Right, it's from Hayom La'achar Misa. So, and therefore the Gemara asks on Rav Yehuda, Ula Rav Yehuda, the Amar Ba'al Manas Nami Pligi. He said that there's a Machlokas Ba'al Manas as well. That's why the Braisa wasn't a question on him. He says the Machlokas is also by Al Manas Nami Pligi.
right? That they also mechalek on there. Ademikli b'mehayom la'achar misa nifagim al manas. Why does the brisa state that clearly the brisa states the machlokus is mehayom la'achar misa? Let the brisa be mefaris that the machlokus is also ma'al manas. Because according to, right, and the Rebbe would say the Gershon is Chal Miyad, and the Chama would say it's a suffix. So why is that machlokus not mentioned? So the Gemara says, Uhodiacha kocha de Rebbe, to teach you the power of Rebbe Shita, that the mehayomu la'achar misa nami harize get. He come to teach us that Rabbi Huda says that Rebbe and Chachamim are cholek by Megarish B'tnai. And he brings, and the Brisa said the Machlokas by Megarish Mayom al-Achar Misa, that teaches the strength of Rebbe Svara, that Rebbe says that even by Mayom al-Achar Misa, that's still a get, even though he said with favors the words la'achar Misa. Right? Which is a Zman that's not royal to keep to Gerishin. And then culture came for Gerishin al-Tnai, right? That he would say, as if he said with favors me Akshav. Right? If he said al-Manas. So kosher came in the whole almanas. So you only have to mention in one case. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The niflege be almanas. Say the machlokes be almanas. Like, right? Lotika kocha the rabbanon, who would say that even by a tanai where he says almanas without saying la'achar misa, they would still be choshish that the garrison would be chal only later after that the garrison would be chal only later after the tanai. So the Gemara says, no, kol after teir adif. We only mention this case because Rebbe's kolach ter, because he's letting something happen. He's letting the gerish from Minchal kolach ter adif, and therefore we mention the case to show the kolach of Rebbe more than we mention the case to show the kolach of the Chachamim. Okay, a few more minutes, maybe we'll try to get to the Mishnah. Okay, next case. The Mishnah said, Almanas she'etein lach mikan. The Mishnah said, Almanas that I give you mikan at shloshim yom. And he gave her b'tok shloshim yom, then she's mikudeshes, but if he doesn't give her during the 30 days, then she's not mikudeshes. The Gemara says, pshita, of course. Made it, you're married to me on condition I give you money within 30 days. If he gave her the money within 30 days, it's valid. If she didn't, it's not valid. What's the chiddush? So ma'o de tema, you would have maybe had the hazmi to say, la tanohu, this isn't really a tanai, ulus is ruze ka'amar. It's just in Lashon Zerizus that he really wants, the 30 days is not a Tanai. He just really wants to give her $200. He's being Mazaris himself to make sure he gives her the 200 Zuzin. Kamashmala know that even if the Zman of the Nesinus Hamos is also the Ikar Tanai, that if he doesn't give the money within 30 days, it's not valid. Next case. Amanashi Yeshli Masayim Zuz. On condition that I have 30 Zuz. Right? So we say that she's Mekudeshus, but he has to have it. So the Gemara says, Venechu Shema Yeshlo. Maybe we should be Choshesh that he has it. Why are you telling me that only if we know for sure he has it? And let's be choshish that he has it. Maybe he has it assets somewhere else. But O Tanya, and we have another brisa that says beferish chayshin on shema yeshlo. We're choshish shema yeshlo. So why are you saying if he doesn't have it, she's not mikudeshes at all? It should be a suffix. Maybe he does have it. We should be choshish. So Gemara says lo kasha. There's no kasha. Ha bekidushay vadai. Ha bekidushay suffix. Our case simply says that there's no kidushay vadai. The Tosefta says it's a Kedushay Suffolk, meaning we are Koshish that she has it. It's a Kedushay Suffolk. That's what the Tosefta says. Our Mishnah comes to say.
Why would you
be
Suffolk,
what?
Why are you Koshish?
Most people have money. So you're Koshish. You're Koshish that there's money.
Depends how much he states.
What? He states on condition that I have this amount. Unless he's most. Then it's the Chash, then maybe they have it. Maybe he has it. Why should he be Koshish not? Why else would he be saying it? Why would he be. What? What? That's why it's a suffix. Why would he be saying it?
He didn't say
something
about anything.
Yeah.
I have both.
Okay. So be choshish. Go check. Until you check it out and find out, there's a chash. Why else would he be saying it? That's the definition of suffix. There's a chash. Next case. Last case before we finish. Al menasha erech masayim zuz. On condition that I show you masayim zuz, she's mikudeshes. But if he shows her what's on the table belongs to somebody else, he just shows her. It's not enough. It has to be his. So, Tana, we learn in Tosefta, La niskavna el liros mishalo. Like the way we explained the Mishnah, the Kavona, the Mishnah, the Isha only wants to see his. Not that he just shows her stam $200 from somewhere else. What? I don't know.
Cash?
Doesn't talk about the bank statement. I don't know. Okay. Now that's just finished. The im herala al shulchan ein mekudeshes. If he shows her that's on the shulchan, yeah, bank statement is his money. I don't know. Maybe it's cash or not. I don't know. Then herala al shulchan ain't mekudeshes. But if he shows her what's on the table, it's not mekudeshes. What's the chiddush? It's pshita. He says it has to be his. If he shows the money from the money changer, it's not his. So lo tzricha the af agav the nakat the maybe iska. Even if he's a partner in there and he's going to make some money out of the money that's there, that's not valid. It has to be his own 200 zuz. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up the Mishnah tomorrow.
If you see money on the table, that's not me, but